know the connection between the altar and the throne? The body of Christ have lost contact. The altar and the throne are connected. The Bible said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need. I need some more of y'all to invade the altar. Sing some more. Samson. We got to come back to church. We got to become a dancing church.
King of glory.
I don't know how to get in the presence of God. We got to learn how to reverence Him and make our body move. Just don't hold our place. Make our body move. To praise Him, to love Him, to welcome Him. He will manifest. He will reveal to you your answer. Oh, wait a minute, let me say it again. Your answer. Not the person sitting next to you. Your answer. Something you may have been praying about for years. You get into an atmosphere. The intercessors pray for a supernatural atmosphere. There will be no supernatural atmosphere without prayer. There will be no supernatural atmosphere without worship. You create that atmosphere. I mean, even this moment here, I sense a deeper move of the Spirit. Because I know you're sincere people. Just got to get out of that awkward thing. When the Spirit is moving, we got to move with the Spirit. Get into an area where God can minister to you. You're open, aren't you? How many of y'all open for the Lord to minister to you? Yes. Yeah, so we got something to do with that. Just want to be with Him. Just want to be with it. Hallelujah. Say it. Just want to be with it. You came. You drove. Some of y'all flew in here. You came here for a reason. You just want to be with Him. Oh, my God. Lift your hand and say thank you. I get all my answers this morning. Glory to God. Can He do it? I pray that God give every one of you all the answers that you need in your life to advance this morning. I know He's well able to do it. I've seen Him do it over the years. That the gospel will speak to you this morning. And you get delivered and set free in an area you've been aiming to get free. Just want to be with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We stand at the base of the cross, but at the foot of the grave. We are so thankful that you're calling us back to holiness and consecration. We can have visitation of your Spirit, gifts, administration and operation, and manifestation. And the body of Christ will start showing prophets, and men can see what a good God you are. We welcome the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. We welcome revelation knowledge from your word. We revelate kotale mishkoda rabasata. We revelate, oh my katalaraso kote de tete. Auction. Utterance. Thank you so much. Thank you that answer come forth this morning. Thank you that healing come forth this morning. Thank you that help. that extension on our life come from this morning. Thank you not only here around the world, those who are connected this morning, the spirit, the angel, the health angels are flying now, delivering packages from heaven. Thank you so much what you will do in our midst today. Thank you for the song, the prayer. Oh my goodness. Thank you for a supernatural atmosphere. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Walk through this place. Lord Jesus, we honor you, sir. You've been good to us. Hallelujah. 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 We just want to thank you. Yeah. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'll let you in Jesus' name. I'm going to let you stand at the altar. I'm working on something. Reveal some things that have been going on. Here's a praise report from Brazil. Good afternoon. The praise report below just came in, Apostle, on YouTube. Dear Apostle Leroy Thompson, we fully agree with you and the word. The Lord has given us the revelation of the health of the kingdom in our home. Our food is natural. We are healthy. We do not depend on doctors. We do not get sick. And we help others to lose weight. With this revelation, thank you very much, Apostle Leroy Thompson, for your teaching. You are the only apostle I have ever seen that talk about the wisdom of health. You have connected us to this health, and we love you. Hallelujah. Testimony of supernatural healing. Dear Apostle Leroy Thompson, my name is Minister Dominic Carter, and I serve under Bishop Daniel Robinson. I thank God for your ministry, sir. It's with great honor that I write you this letter and share my testimony of how God has healed me through your ministry. Back in 2014, or sometime around that time, I was streaming a message online. At the end of the message, you said, and you that been dealing with those migraines. Anybody dealing with migraine right now, I want you to hear it. I call you healed in the name of Jesus. And at once I received that word, or the word from God to me for my healing. I knew I'd struggled with migraine for years. But as I went forward from that day, God began to reveal to me that I am in fact healed of migraine. God revealed to me that I received a lie years ago, when the doctors told me there was nothing they could do to prevent me from having migraine. But God said, I call you healed. And he used you and your ministry to deliver me from that infirmity. So I just want to say thank you. I just want to give God praise because I'm free and healed from migraine, and the curse has been broken. Glory to God. For the last few weeks, I've been dealing with excruciating foot pain in my left foot. During today's service, I experienced a warm tingling. Sensations just kept flowing. I stood up with no pain on my foot. I took steps with no foot pain. I thank God for supernatural healing. I am supernatural healing. Glory to God. There are other testimonies that are coming in from all over the world. We're going to have some testimonies from this morning. Find your seat and your Bible. We're going to have some testimonies from this morning. Because we're going into almost virgin territory. Somewhat virgin territory. I'm excited about it. Yes, sir. I received your seeds, son. Yes, sir. Here's another one while you're lining up to your seat. In one of your services, I believe it was a camp meeting service, you asked for any couple who had desire to have a baby to come to the front, and you prayed over them. Thinking of my son and daughter-in-law, I joined in prayer. They've been married for 2 years now, and I wanted to conceive but could not. I also sent a picture with a request for your prayer for them. Well, I'm happy to report, with much thanksgiving to God and to you, they are now pregnant. Hallelujah. I'm happy for them. You got your Bible?
Yes, sir.
In Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, follow me closely. Verse 21. If you do not permit the Holy Spirit to reveal these scriptures that we're about to read to you, you will never experience hell as you should as a child of God. We have allowed too much sensical, physical, mental information to rule out the word. Rule out the word. We have took on too much information and have given it too much authority in our lives. And it ruled out our spiritual positioning. And what the Lord is doing apostolically is bringing you back to the position that you really don't need no hand laid on you. It got hands on the inside of you that is laid on you all the time. And so as this health revival,
yes, sir,
and health revelation coming back to the body of Christ to get us back into the flow of supernatural healing, supernatural health, and supernatural long satisfied lives. There are some things will be said today that are going to recall us back to functioning in miracles and signs and wonders. In Luke 17, 21, we're looking everywhere for an answer, for a solution. Some have arrived and said they have the answer. But then the same one will stand by your bedside and said, we can't do no more. God will never stand by your bedside and say, I can't do no more. That, listen to me saying now, that is your divine position from this moment forward. I have somebody who can stand by my bed and tell me it's not over. That's part of your joy, knowing that. So, by looking everywhere, we lost our spot. And the Holy Spirit want to bring us back to that spot. You follow me? You have to have, listen to me carefully, a divine knowing that cannot be disturbed by the system. Well, let me say it again because y'all got to get it. You got to have a divine knowing on the inside of you that cannot, I'm about to say something else now, be disturbed by the situation. Yes, sir. You have to have a divine knowing on the inside of you that no matter what come up, it can't disturb that knowing. Don't care how you feel, don't care what you see, don't care what nobody else say, that divine knowing overrule it all. What kind of knowing? We have to come back. The subject matter this morning is when I get to it, we have to come back to our divine positioning.
Yes.
Jesus divinely positioned us on the cross. Yes. And especially when he got up, he put us in another position. That we can resurrect out of anything.
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes.
As a child of God, you can resurrect out of any sickness, any disease. If death couldn't hold him, diabetes can't hold you. Just make up your mind, I'm resurrection out of diabetes. I'm resurrection out of high blood pressure. You see what I'm saying? Whatever it is. You have to, oh my goodness. So here are these verses, some verses we're going to go through. Before I let you sit down, some verses we're going to go through. And the 21st verse here, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. See, they're looking for something. They're looking for something. The church out there looking just like a natural person. They're looking for a worldly answer. A lot of time we're looking for something in a bottle, but it's in you. So we got to be careful. We got to be careful that we don't miss God. Catch man and miss God. So neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Lo here and lo there. See that? Lo here and lo there. And that's the way we've been trying to locate help. Lo here and lo there. Your help is not there. is not here. Your health is in you. Behold, the kingdom of God is within me, or within you. Listen to that. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Where you going? Tell me, what can you find on the outside that can manifest more than the inside? Satan pulled a trick on the church. He let the church pray. He let them read the word. But he don't want you to recognize everything you desire, everything you need, God has placed it on the inside of you. Say, the kingdom of God is within me. Right now.
Right now.
Now, wait a minute. We got some more things we got to do here. Go to Matthew 6:33 now. So stop looking for everything on the outside of you. Stop looking to men more than you're looking to God. And stop letting men's word overrule God's word. He said, Lord, I'm with you always. Huh? He said, if God is for you, who can be against you? You got to hear that above. See, we got trained physically. And we lost the spiritual pathway that God wants to have. We're coming back. Tell somebody, we're coming back. Tell somebody. Because I want you to know you're standing beside a powerful person. I said, you're standing beside a powerful person. That person can call things that be not as though they were, and they'll show up. See, our confidence has been robbed. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, right? Yeah, you got to get your health confidence back. Tell the person next to you, get your health confidence. We lost it in the traffic, but we're coming back, right? Matter of fact, I want to ask the question before I tell you, take you deeper. How much health confidence do you have? See, the situation doesn't matter. What you're going through, and stop saying you have that. Ooh, that's a leap right there. So on, do this. That's a leap right there. Stop saying I have this. You don't have nothing. It's temporary.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You know how many times you said you had it? How many with me on here now? Come on now. We stop saying you have it. That's a leap right there. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost and angels are going to flow through you today. I feel their presence. There's a ladder set up in here. The bottom touch earth and the top touch heaven. And they tell me angels going up and down. Up and down. Somebody going to get something delivered today. What you call on them trucks me paying by the house? They're driving with on them FedEx, you. Yeah. We're going to have some supernatural FedEx. Now in Matthew 6:33, now you find out the kingdom of God is in you, right? Because let me tell you ahead of time, you can write it down. You can stand there with me a little while. We're going to be dealing with this morning. Submitting your body to kingdom health.
Wow, that's good.
Submitting your body to kingdom health. Now, this is apostolic. This is not a normal teaching. You understand?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
God is turning his church around.
Yes, amen. Yes, sir.
You have to understand that this is the church job.
Yes.
This is anointed men and women job. Speaking the oracles of God.
Yes.
That's the only thing going to turn this thing completely around. So you come this morning to be introduced to submitting your body to kingdom health. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you a question. Had you ever said that before?
No, sir.
Well, say it now then.
Don't
say it with it, so with a whole complete stand.
I am submitting my body
right now to kingdom health. Now it when kingdom health is grace made and faith take it. Is grace made, come on now, and faith take it. So it can't be stopped. You already own it, and you already got the key to take it. Amen. Now here's another aspect in Matthew 6:33, because you got to get this, because they're going to jump into another spot. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, seeking the kingdom is different to you now. You read the other verse. I want you to think a little bit this morning. And his righteousness. And I want you to, in this portion of scripture, I want you to put health in it. And all these things should be added to you. So, as I seek the kingdom, help is being added unto me now. Right here this morning, as I stand in church, I won't say my church, but as I stand here this morning, help is being added to me right now. Supernatural help is flowing in my body right now. With no respect of no disease or sickness. See, I need to get you out your head now. See, your head, you've been programmed. And I heard this. Programmed to be prosecuted. But now your thinking going to be different. And the words that come out of your mouth going to be different. And your faith going to connect with grace that nobody can stop. No sickness, the devil, no demon, it can't stop it. When your faith is connected with grace, it's already divine ownership. So you're taking supernatural faith and unlocking supernatural grace, which produces supernatural help. From this day forward, no voice going to be stronger in my life than God. God going to have, I don't care what's going on around me, God going to have the last word. Now, Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Some of y'all are too nice as Christians. You got to pray and you cry. Sometimes you got to get bold. Kick the chair over. Get your tail out of my house. We've gotten so far behind in healing, health, and long life. There's a certain boldness that we're going to have to carry. We're going to say it out loud. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence. And the violence, take my health back. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
See, stop begging God to do what he has already done. Talk to me up in here. Stop. Oh, God, have mercy on me. I already had mercy on you. I told you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Why are you crying out for mercy? Mercy on your trail right now. Stop and open the door and let mercy in. Let mercy minister to you. Let grace minister to you. Let your faith minister to you. To your body. I'm going to hit your body. To your body. From this day forward, I'm going to minister to my body. Wait and sit. Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1. The apostle's crying out to the church. The apostle apostolically know that the church is too pastoral. The church is not facing the issues as they should. They want somebody else to do it for them. Nobody can produce your body or can present your body to kingdom health but you. Make up your mind. Either you believe God can do it, or you're just playing church. You either have confidence in God more than sickness and disease, more than man, or you're playing church. You're going to have to present that body to the kingdom now and declare you a healthy body. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, Pastor calling them now. And he telling them how to do it. By the mercies, plural, of God. So you can't do it by yourself. See, that's what's naturally wrong now. We're letting Satan and the system hide God's mercies. I want you to make a statement with me this morning. Somebody will get healed when we make it. Let the mercies flow.
Let the mercies flow.
Let the mercies of God flow right now.
Let the
in my body.
In my body.
spiritual action is greater than physical action. When you say, let the mercies of God flow through my body now, that means there's a flushing going on.
Yes.
Because, you see, rheumatism cannot stay where mercy is.
Come on.
Arthritis cannot stay in the same place with mercy. And so mercy is a flushing. Somebody being flushed in here. Some sickness been in your body so long it stinks. And it's time to flush the toilet. Mercy is a flusher. And I decree that mercy is flowing through everybody that's under the sound of my voice. You got to do it, but I'm a decree right now. So you're presenting your body, you presented your body to kingdom help. Are you hearing me? You have some question. I'm going to take you to another scripture. I'm going to take you first. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Then I'm going to ask some question. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now if you say hallelujah with me, you'll get connected. You just sit there looking all cute and all quiet and say, when the benediction? There ain't no benediction yet. I don't know what no benediction is. We just keep on going. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody being delivered right now. I sense the spirit world in this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Let the Holy Ghost flow. Oh my goodness. Somebody getting something. My. Glory to God. Thank God I'm here. Say that. Oh my. Oh my. Thank you, Lord. Let my kingdom help flow through you right now. Whoa. You heard the kind of permission God is asking? Let my kingdom help flow through you now. Do I have any believers here? Are y'all just Bible carriers? Listen to what the Lord asked. Let my kingdom help flow through you right now. Wow, man. Wow. First Corinthians 6:19. You may be seated. First Corinthians 6:19. Now you got to carry the teaching on up to where I am at this given moment. The Holy Spirit is working on some things. Look what he's about to show you now. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? So, if you remain sick in your body, you say the Holy Ghost sick. And the Holy Ghost told me to tell you he's not in agreement with you. soul, someone online, wherever you're at, get free right now. Because the Holy Ghost can't be sick and you giving him charge of your body right now. So the Holy Ghost, say this with me, the Holy Ghost is in charge of my body. Therefore, the Holy Ghost is in charge of my health. Therefore, I cannot remain sick. Because no sickness, no disease can stop the Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost, let your healing flow in my body right now. I'm in agreement with you. In the name of Jesus. You never said this before. We're going to say it right now. Heaven is moving in my body right now. Hallelujah. What did he say? Heaven is moving in my body right now. Flow, heaven, flow. Now, if you get something, I want you to holler it out. I want you to let me know it's something, because something's going on in you now. You can't turn heaven loose, nothing happened. Glory to God. And I'm speaking by divine permission. It's not something made up. It's something coming up at the present moment. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. You've been lied to by the system that brought you down to their level. You don't supposed to be going to them. They're supposed to be coming to you. Jesus is the Lord of my body. Right now. Just stay there. Just stay cute and don't say nothing. Just stay cute. Just with your deep self. Just don't say nothing. When the apostle says something, just don't say nothing. Just stand there. And take it all back home with you. You came here for a reason. You don't feel that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, my goodness, man. My goodness, man. What know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own? Look at verse 20. Oh, Jesus. My body is not for sale. I'm not a prostitute.
I'm not a whore.
For sickness and disease.
Come on.
You hear me? You hear me? Huh?
Yes.
Trespassing.
That's some good preaching.
In the name of Jesus, every trespasser, get off of my body now. Get out. Get out!
Get out!
Listen to what I'm about to say. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're going through. Just don't stop. I don't care what you're going through. Just don't stop. Don't sell them. Don't accept it. Hallelujah. For you bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body Glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body and your spirit. Both of them belong to Him. So God's glory is flowing through my body right now. Y'all better talk to me up in here. I said God's glory is flowing through my body right now. I don't care how long it's been in your family. See, you're coming into revelation. You're coming into illumination. You're coming into insight that the church should have been had. All these lying, laying hand on you. And you go back and get sick again. It's time for help. Talk to me. Sit down and write these notes. Hallelujah. Submitting your body to kingdom health. And remind you now that kingdom health is grace made. And faith take it. Got it? Now here's some questions the Lord told me to ask you. Are you ready to fight for your health from a winning position? Then he endorsed that question with an answer here. Are you ready to fight for your health from a winner's position? For your health is a gift from God. Write that down somewhere in some kind of way for your head. My health is a gift from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A winning position. And then you got on the end. That has been stolen by lack of knowledge. So I'm read all that together now. Watch. Are you ready to fight for your health from a winning position? For your health is a gift from God that has been stolen by a lack of knowledge. Who is Hosea 4, see my people destroyed for lack of knowledge? I'm almost through. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Sickness and disease are trespassing. Now, when I was studying and praying, when this question came up, I said, wow, is it possible? Is it possible that somebody don't think this? Here's the question. How many of you believe that health is an important subject?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. And you can get so worldly orientated that the satanic forces don't want you to know that health is important. And the reason they don't want you to know health is important because they don't want you to know health is possible. And health has already been provided for you. So I want you to write this down. I have a God-given right through Christ and his cross to be healthy.
Amen.
Now, this might not sound too strong, but this is a powerful statement. I have a God. See, and you got to rehearse this to yourself. I have a God. Say it with me. I have a God-given right through Christ and his cross
to be healthy.
Now, that don't even sound real. That don't even sound real because We who were supposed to be showing this fell in the other crowd. You follow what I'm saying? Now, don't feel guilty because you've been pastorally. I've done it for many years. I've been in this 53 years. But when I came into the apostolic insight, I said, oh, Lord, there's so much more. Fighting the good fight of health. Fighting the good fight of health, and I'm going to give you a statement on the internet. Fighting the good fight of health is faith wrapped in grace. It's not going to even sound right. You've got to say it a lot of times to yourself. And the Holy Spirit only one going to be able to have a conversation with you. My health is wrapped in God's grace. My health is wrapped in God's mercy. How'd y'all get upset with me now? Moving my body out of disgrace. What that mean? And meaning I have permitted health grace to be stolen out of my body. I permitted health grace to be stolen out of my body. Wow. Yes, I was shooting for 2,000. It's 1,460. That 2,000, they're coming for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So health is a grace. We sing Amazing Grace. Sing Amazing Health. Amazing health coming to me right now. Say it. Amazing health coming to me right now. Satan have aimed to make the church a slave of sickness and disease. To dishonor God, to disqualify God, to say God can't stop it. Too many of us, bold and strong in faith, had got on the bus with the rest of them. It's time to get off. Turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. You know that verse. I'm going to make a powerful statement for it, though. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God! I'm submitting my body to kingdom health. You ever slap yourself? You need to sometimes slap yourself. When you go to thinking stupid, and you're saying some stupid thing, just go ahead on and slap. I want to say something else, but just slap. Oh, slap the hell out of you. Because it's hell. It's hell when you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Ooh, I'm hurting so bad. I've been having this for 14 years. You're inviting it for 14 more years. You got to tell it, get out. In the name of Jesus. Kingdom health belongs to my body. Because I'm a redeemed child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom health belongs to my body because I'm a redeemed child of God. How many redeemed child of God I got in here? Well, act like it then. I'm taking my health back.
I'm taking my health.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Right? From the curse of the law. What did he do? He took our place, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Go to the next verse, verse 14. That the blessing. Now I ask you the question. You won't be under the blessing or the curse. Well, why are you lingering under that lie? Now, if you're fighting, that's all right. Because you're going to get out if you fight. But if you sell it and wrote it down for the next 15 years, you're not fighting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that oh, not a word, might. Uh-huh. And it used twice. That's another. It reminds me of John 10:10. Because I still want to teach some more about your I am identity. Because you can get to a point where you come to the revelation, Brad, where you can say, I am hell. Now your body's saying something else. It doesn't matter. You're going to win. Your body nor Satan can ever overrule revelation. Now, the physical and the satanic will make themselves more real in your life than revelation. That's why you got to operate in faith, not feeling, not fear, no facts. You got to operate in faith. I come that they might have light, they might have more abundant. All right. I'm going to say it to two or three more than I need to tell you. Turn to 1 Peter 2:24. What are we going to do with it? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I'm about to close. Hallelujah!
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 I remember my dad used to be preaching. He said, you see people get stiff, you just talk to them.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
I'm receiving.
I'm receiving
right now.
Right now.
Revelation knowledge.
Revelation.
About my health.
About my health.
Hallelujah.
My body
will
never be the same.
Because
I'm going to watch over it
with
revelation knowledge.
Revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm going to glorify God with my body.
I'm
going to stop complaining.
I'm
going to start confessing
that
Jesus is Lord over my body. Hallelujah. Dead essential living right by whose stripe you were healed. So if you were healed, you're healed now. All right, write this down. Sit down quickly. Health is a part of my abundant life. I'm going to give you two verses. Those two verses always, John 10:10 and Ephesians 3:20. Those two verses. Let them dance together a few minutes. John 10:10. Ephesians 3:20. See, the amount of health you're going to have is on you. It's not on God. God said you're completely healthy, but you're going to have to fight the fight. Now, I'm going to give you a list of things for your divine backup. These are the divine supernatural backup for your health. From this day forward. These are the divine, supernatural backup for your help from this day forward. The Lordship of Jesus, the anointing, the glory of God, these are backup. Open my mysteries of help. The name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, your health, faith will take a full leap when you study the word of faith on kingdom help. Y'all want me to say all that over?
Yes, sir.
I ain't. I better say it because I want you. These are the divine supernatural backup for your help from this day forward. The Lordship of Jesus. The anointing. The glory of God. Open my mysteries of help. Oh, we know this one. The name of Jesus. Here's another one. The powers. I got it plural. Powers of the Holy Ghost. Then it says your health, faith will take a full leap when you study the word of faith on kingdom help. Now, health door, D-O-O-R-S, are being opened right now. Or you say, I'm going to step in.
I'm going
to
step in.
Health door. Now, it's going to come to you in various ways, and you're going to have to be in the spirit to see how he's showing you something. He's going to show you to stop something. He's going to show you to start something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't be contrary with your contrary self. Flesh contrary, you know. I ain't stopping this. I got to have this. Well, you just take both of them. This and the sickness. He's going to show you some things. God's going to reveal some things to you, all right? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Somebody say, I don't want to reveal nothing to me. That's up to you, baby. That's all right. I'll give you two more things. Turn to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. I'm going to make a statement. Now, you're going to think you're hearing what I'm saying. So you're going to hear it clearly because it has a great significance on it. Look what this revelation says. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and if any man hear my voice, and so how many of y'all to open the door this morning? If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'm not going to tear the door down. But if he open it or she open it, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. In other words, I'll supply what I say if the door is open. And we'll sup with him and he with me. Now listen very carefully. Because I'm going to say it's a word, it's very important, and it deals with 3 John 2, beloved, worship above all things you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, talk about how great you're made. And then it says, my soul knows right well. Psalm 103, the first 3 verses tell us about 5 benefits our soul has to know about. Our soul has to know about. So here, hearing help knocking on the door of your soul. Help today is knocking on the door of your soul. The next, we're not going to go all read it. I want you to just go ahead, write down John 10, 1 through 10. Because here's a statement. Stepping through the door of hell with Jesus. See, Jesus said, he said, I'm the door. Then he said, he'll lead you through the door. Stepping through the door of hell with Jesus. This last one I'm going to say here today, but it's so powerful, I almost don't want to say it because I don't want you to abuse it. You know, and just leave out and think you've been to a regular church. And you've been in the apostolic setting.
Yes.
Not just the word preached, but imparted.
Yes.
To you out of a strong anointing. Out of 51 years of training every day. Five o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, having intimacy with God. What you want? Ask him, what do you want? Here we go. The I am key, K-E-Y, the I am key of help belong to me. The I am key of help belong to me. Say it again. So you can unlock yourself out of any sickness or any disease, no matter what nobody else say. You know you have that I am key. That's your identity. The reason Jesus run over this world and went all those places and done so many things, he was always operating with his I am key. I don't care what they say, they have religious churches come again. He just took the key and unlocked the door. You got it?
Yes, sir.
I'm wasting it.